Welcome back to the Warren County Radio Bible School. When you hear that bell, you'll know to get your Bible. And this time I want you to turn in your Bible to 1 Kings chapter 20. And in just a moment, we're going to begin reading from 1 Kings chapter 20 and verse 20. I'm going to begin really in the middle of that verse. Let me tell you what had happened. Naboth had taken by treachery Ahab by treachery had taken the vineyard of Naboth. It was really his wife Jezebel that had come up with this scheme, but Ahab went along with it, and by false charges they had put the neighbor of Ahab, Naboth, to death. And now the vineyard was being claimed by Ahab. So Ahab the king goes strolling into his vineyard so happy about the evil that had been done that he might possess this earthly thing. And who do you think he met in that vineyard but the prophet Elijah? And Elijah explained to him what was going to happen, because he had been such an evil king. We're going to be reading that in just a moment in 1 Kings chapter 20, beginning about the middle of verse 20. But until we do, and while you're turning your Bible there, I want to remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And for this study session, we are looking at the great men and women of the Bible, particularly now of the Old Testament, and we have come to the story of the prophet Elijah. And so let me continue reading that story. I'll be reading from the American Standard Version of 1901. And so this is 1 Kings chapter 20 and verse 20. And about the middle of the verse, it says that Elijah answered Ahab and said, I have found thee, because thou hast sold thyself to do evil in the sight of Jehovah. Behold, I will bring evil upon thee, and I will utterly sweep thee away, and will cut off from Ahab every man child, and him that is shut up, and him that is left at large in Israel. And I will make thy house like the house of Jeroboam the son of Nebat, and like the house of Baasha the son of Ahijah, for the provocation wherewith thou hast provoked me to anger, and hast made Israel to sin. And of Jezebel also spake Jehovah, saying, the dogs shall eat Jezebel by the rampart of Jezreel. Him that dieth of Ahab in the city, the dogs shall eat. And of him that dieth in the field shall the birds of the heavens eat. But there was none like unto Ahab, who did sell himself to do that which was evil in the sight of Jehovah, whom Jezebel his wife stirred up, in that he did very abominably in following idols, according to all that the Amorites did, whom Jehovah cast out before the children of Israel. 1 Kings chapter 20 and verse 27. And it came to pass, when Ahab heard those words, that he rent his clothes, and put sackcloth on his flesh, and fasted, and lay in sackcloth, and went softly. And the word of Jehovah came unto Elijah the Tishbite, saying, seest thou how Ahab humbleth himself before me? Because he humbleth himself before me, I will not bring the evil in his days, but in his son's days will I bring this evil upon his house. Now I'm going to turn in my Bible over to the book of 2 Kings. It's just a page away. in my Bible. And so 2 Kings, I want to begin reading the book of 2 Kings chapter 1. And we'll pick up now with what the Bible teaches us about Elijah the Tishbite. Here we are, 2 Kings chapter 1 and verse 1 from the American Standard Version. And Moab rebelled against Israel after the death of Ahab. And Azariah fell down through the lattice in his upper chamber that was in Samaria and was sick. And he sent messengers and said unto them, Go inquire of Baal-zebub, the god of Ekron, whether I shall recover of this sickness. But the angel of Jehovah said unto Elijah the Tishbite, Arise, go up to meet the messengers of the king of Samaria, and say unto them, Is it because there is no God in Israel that you go to inquire of Baal-zebub, the god of Ekron? Now therefore thus saith Jehovah, Thou shalt not come down from the bed whither thou art gone up, but thou shalt surely die. And Elijah departed. 2 Kings chapter 1 and verse 5. And the messengers returned unto him, and he said unto them, Why is it that you are returned? And they said unto him, There came up a man to meet us, and he said, Go, turn again unto the king that sent you, and say unto him, Thus saith Jehovah, Is it because there is no God in Israel that thou sendest to inquire of Baal-zebub, the god of Ekron? Therefore shalt thou not come down from the bed whither thou art gone up, but shalt surely die. And he said unto them, What manner of man was he that came up to meet you and told you these words? And they said, He was a hairy man, and girt about with a girdle of leather about his loins. And he said, It is Elijah the Tishbite. 2 Kings chapter 1 and verse 9. Then the king sent unto him a captain of 50 with his 50, and he went up to him, and behold, he was sitting on the top of the hill. And he spake unto him, O man of God, the king hath said, Come down. And Elijah answered and said to the captain of 50, If I be a man of God, let fire come down from heaven and consume thee and thy 50. And there came down fire from heaven and consumed him and his 50. And again he sent messengers unto him, another captain of 50 with his 50. And he answered and said unto him, O man of God, thus hath the king said, Come down quickly. And Elijah answered and said unto them, If I be a man of God, let fire come down from heaven and consume thee and thy 50. And the fire of God came down from heaven and consumed him and his 50. And again he sent the captain of a third 50 with his 50. And the third captain of the 50 went up and came and fell on his knees before Elijah and besought him and said unto him, O man of God, I pray thee, let my life and the life of these 50 thy servants be precious in thy sight. Behold, there came down fire from heaven and consumed the two former captains of 50 with their 50s. But now, let my life be precious in thy sight. And the angel of Jehovah said unto Elijah, Go down with him. Be not afraid of him. And he arose and went down with him to the king. And he said unto him, Thus saith Jehovah, Forasmuch as thou hast sent messengers to inquire of Baal-zebub, the god of Ekron, is it because there is no god in Israel to inquire of his word? Therefore thou shalt not come down from the bed whither thou art gone up, but shalt surely die. 1 Kings chapter 1 and verse 17. So he died, according to the word of Jehovah which Elijah had spoken. And Jehoram began to reign in his stead. In the second year of Jehoram, the son of Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, because he had no son. Now the rest of the acts of Ahaziah, which he did, are they not written in the book of the chronicles of the kings of Israel? Now we'll begin reading in 2 Kings chapter 2 and verse 1. And it came to pass, when Jehovah would take up Elijah by a whirlwind into heaven, that Elijah went with Elisha from Gilgal. And Elijah said unto Elisha, Tarry here, I pray thee, for Jehovah hath sent me as far as Bethel. And Elisha said, As Jehovah liveth, and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. So they went down to Bethel. And the sons of the prophets that were at Bethel came forth to Elijah, and said unto him, Knowest thou that Jehovah will take away thy master from thy head today? He said, Yeah, I know it. Hold ye your peace. And Elijah said unto him, Elisha, tarry here, I pray thee, for Jehovah hath sent me to Jericho. And he said, As Jehovah liveth, and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. So they came to Jericho. And the sons of the prophets that were at Jericho came near to Elijah and said, Elisha, and said to him, Knowest thou that Jehovah will take away thy master from thy head today? And he answered, Yeah, I know it. Hold your peace. And Elijah said unto him, Tarry here, I pray thee, for Jehovah hath sent me to the Jordan. And he said, As Jehovah liveth, and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. And they too went on. And 50 of the sons of the prophets went and stood over against them afar off. And they too stood by the Jordan. And Elijah took his mantle and wrapped it together and smote the waters. And they were divided hither and thither. And so they went too over on dry ground. And it came to pass when they were gone over that Elijah said unto Elisha, Ask what I will do for thee before I am taken from thee. And Elisha said, I pray thee a double portion of thy spirit be upon me. And he said, Thou hast asked a hard thing. Nevertheless, if thou see me when I am taken from thee, it shall be so unto thee, but if not, it shall not be so. And it came to pass, as they still went on and talked, that behold, there appeared a chariot of fire, and horses of fire, which parted them both asunder. And Elijah went up by a whirlwind into heaven. And Elisha saw it, and he cried, my father, the chariots of Israel, and the horsemen thereof. And he saw him no more. Well, that ends our reading here. In 2 Kings chapter 2 and verse 12. Now that's not the last we're going to read about Elijah. Did you know that Elijah is also a character in the New Testament? Now we're going to read that, yes, John the Baptist came in the spirit and power of Elijah, and there's a prophecy in Malachi that Elijah would come again to Israel, but Jesus explains to us in the New Testament that that's not a prophecy about the man Elijah himself, but of one like Elijah, and that is John the Baptist, who, like Elijah, wore a coat of camel's hair and was a preacher in the wilderness. But there's another time we read about Elijah, the man. In the New Testament, it is when Jesus goes up into the Mount of Transfiguration. And while he is there, his apostles go to sleep, Peter, James, and John do, and when they awake, they see Jesus talking with Moses and Elijah. I've often thought they must have identified Moses and Elijah by the things that they were talking about and the things they said. Peter wanted to build an altar or a tabernacle, a memorial to Moses and Jesus and Elijah. But a cloud overshadowed them, and they heard a voice from heaven saying of Jesus, This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. And when the crowd lifted, there was Jesus only. You see, today we don't follow the law of Moses, and neither do we live by the words of the prophets. Our authority is Jesus Christ. And through Christ and his apostles, he tells us all we need to know about how to be a church of Christ and how to worship him and how to live acceptably before him so we too can go to heaven someday.